All right, staying right on track, we have our last topic before, well, let me rephrase that, the topic before our last break of the day, certainly not our last topic of the day. Justin Hodge and Joe Regan, Joe from Jackson Walker in Fort Worth and Justin from Mars Ellis and Hodge in Houston, are going to talk to us about takings of oil and gas infrastructure, highest and best used remainder damages, cost to cure, and related issues. These gentlemen have impressive biographies, which are included in your written materials, but because of the limited time they're working with and getting a twofer, both of them only getting about 14 and a half minutes, I suppose, I'll get out of the way and let them speak. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, guys. I got it. Thank you.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having us here today. I think it might take 30 minutes for us to read the title of our presentation. But I'm Joe Regan. I'm with the Jackson Walker Law Firm. I practice in the Fort Worth office. I'm part of our firm's eminent domain group. My primary specialty is in eminent domain law. About 90 to 95% of what we handle is for pipeline companies needing eminent domain, right away by eminent domain.
My name is Justin Hodge. I am exclusively a landowner's attorney, which surprisingly actually does sometimes include oil and gas companies, midstream companies where their property is taken. I'm with the law firm of Mars, Ellis, and Hodge. I'm also an adjunct law professor at the University of Houston Law School, where I teach eminent domain. We've been teaching that course now for 7 years at the law school. So this is kind of the subject in which we live day to day. I will say, Joe, one of the things before we get started, we had a little funny scheduling mishap. He and I were supposed to be in San Saba County today, where Joe was representing an oil and gas company. I was representing a landowner to do one of our administrative special commissioners hearing. And I called Joe last week. I said, hey, Joe, did you see that scheduling mishap? How are we both going to be in San Saba County, also in Houston at the same time? And he said, yeah, that's probably a problem. Should we send some other people? And I said, well, how about we just talk about trying to get the case resolved? And by God's grace, we worked through it. So no hearing in San Saba County and the opportunity to be here with you today. So thank you all for that opportunity.
Stole my thunder on that story, but he's right. And what I was going to add is fortunately for us and our clients, we got the case worked out. But unfortunately for you guys, we have a eminent domain CLE presentation to give today. The first slide we have, Justin and I borrowed this from a former judge of a county court at law in Tarrant County who hands this drawing out before every mediation. And there's actually two slides. It's the same drawing, but it's ultimately the, let's see if I can go back. It's the same drawing. What he's trying to say is you may have the exact same case, but you're coming at it from different perspectives. So he calls it the rabbit duck, and Justin and I thought it'd be a good opportunity since the both of us are presenting, but from different perspectives. I'm not sure which one of us is the rabbit and which one is the duck, but I'll take the duck today. So the three main topics we want to cover with y'all today, we'll touch very briefly on the first one, which is just some new laws that took effect out of the last legislative session. And then the meat of our presentation today is going to be about right to take issues that we see in condemnations for oil and gas takings, and then probably focus more towards the end on valuation issues that we see. So I'm going to cover the first Texas new law topic. There was an omnibus eminent domain package that was passed in the last legislative session. For the most part, it took effect January of 2022. So all of the more recent projects that my firm is working on, we are generally falling under the old, the new statutory guidelines. And just not to belabor the point about what all the was in the omnibus bill, but there are some new certification requirements necessary for right-of-way agents. There are some changes to the initial offer process. More specifically, there are changes to the instruments of conveyance for a pipeline company. There are certain topics that have to be covered in those. Some of them don't tell you exactly how to handle them. They just says you have to address them. And then as it relates to what Justin and I do on a day-to-day basis, there are some changes to the condemnation procedure itself. Basically, in a nutshell, to provide some certainty with respect to commissioner appointments, objections to commissioners, and sort of the timing of the administrative phase before it gets to litigation. So those are things that we have helped some of our clients work through, making sure that their offers are in accordance with the new statutes. Justin, I was just going to ask, is your firm seeing any material difference in the process?